from around the country is currently on view at Indiana University's Grunewald Gallery. The show suggests that when it comes to paintings, a small painting has different associations and effects than a large one does. In other words, size matters. School of Fine Arts faculty member Tim Kennedy told WFIU's Yael Cassander that Small is Big is an exhibition he had wanted to put together for a long time.
When painter Tim Kennedy started mentally sifting through the paintings he would want to include in the show, Small is Big, he made the decision that nothing could be larger than 16 by 20 inches. And of course, there are plenty of paintings that parameter might include.
I mean, we could put many, many people into a show like this, but the thought was that people had some sort of perceptual and responsive connection to things.
The connection to things means that Small is Big comprises still lifes, figures, and landscapes. The idea that small paintings might in some way provide a more direct vehicle for response to these things is rooted in the historical use of the small canvas in the field. An artist hoping to register immediate impressions of the landscape would need something portable.
Somebody like Corot may be one of the first people to take things out and actually respond to what they're looking at. So that's, you know, part of the idea that you have an intimate connection with what you're looking at. The idea of it would be truthful and you know, that you're recording nature in some sort of way.
A lot of my small paintings are landscape paintings.
IU painting professor Eve Mansdorf does use the small format to paint outdoors.
It's not just that I wouldn't want to deal with a big painting outside, because if I really wanted to, I would. There's something about a small painting that is really all there at once. That's very intriguing to me. It's just a different way of visually exploring things that I'm interested in, you know, and getting at maybe things in a more shorthand way.
This dogged determination to get at things unites the five painters in the show. But it's not so much a desire to make a so-called accurate representation of something as it is to figure out what you're really seeing.
Part of the process for me is to turn off the brain switch and, you know, try to see what's really right in front of my eyes.
Boston-based painter Catherine Kehoe has six paintings in the show.
I don't typically invent visual situations. I try to respond to what's there. I find that the way objects and space and light come together in front of me is infinitely fascinating and thrilling.
A certain kind of observational painting where you're breaking down what you're seeing and kind of reconfiguring it, it's a very dynamic thing just to do. I hope I get good paintings out of it, but I am very addicted to doing it.
Apprehending and shaking down retinal reality is such a compulsion for these painters. You might imagine they were hopelessly literal. But there's an alchemical aspect to their endeavor.
There's a statement by Kokoschka that women and artists can make life. And, you know, I think really for me that's what art is about, because these things are living things. They have a life of their own.
Pennsylvania-based painter E.M. Saniga is represented here by his mysterious rural scenes and eccentric still lifes, whose thick moodiness conveys the metaphysical life of the scene just as readily as its objective reality.
Your painting does have a sense of looking at something in a dream or something that's a memory. There is a feeling of reverie that has almost a spiritual aspect, I would say. Like
somebody said that, asked me about that in an interview one time, and they said, are you in awe of life? And certainly I am. And I mean, what I'm painting, I'm in awe of. So if that spirituality, if that's what you call it, exists, it's because of that. I do love life and what's out there, good and bad.
Ernie Saniga's all-encompassing affection for what's out there includes such unprepossessing subjects as a country sausage he'd found at the farmer's market one morning.
I looked at that sausage. I said, you know, it really is a beautiful object. It's interesting. It's beautiful.
Choosing to represent such humble objects reminds you that the show is called Small is Big, a sort of assertion that the generally overlooked might well be important.
You're always trying to see things fresh, really, so that you're trying to see an object that somebody else, like a sausage, would not think as a paintable thing, but you've seen it as a paintable thing.
I think if you know, quiet yourself down enough, I mean, I think you can find the miraculous in things that are very ordinary.
Show curator Tim Kennedy evinces his fondness for the homely, quirky object in his own paintings. A tiny still life of crab claws and acorn caps, for example. Things you pick up on a walk and put in your pocket.
Life is what happens every day, and we paint that rather than any big grand subjects or sociology or, you know, popular culture. It's more intimate in that sense.
Admittedly, the intimacy of their enterprise is matched by the small segment of the contemporary art world these artists represent.
It's not what is making the headlines today. That's okay. You know, of all this stuff we're making today, this is the stuff that's going to endure.
The language of painting is something that does not become obsolete, Mansdorf argues. She refers to a museum experience Catherine Kehoe had shared.
She was talking about looking at a Rembrandt self-portrait and having it look back at her, and that quality of collapsed time, that hundreds of years just sort of disappear, and you're having this immediate conversation with somebody long dead, you know, that's a really miraculous thing.
You know, you go to a great painter and look at something, this is a living thing. You feel that person. Painters like Cézanne do things to me. Other painters do other things to me. But it's some way of communicating. I don't know what it is. Some magic that's happening. That's what it is. It's magic, for lack of a better term.
These small, quiet paintings that invite you to approach them, appeal to your sense of touch with their visible brushstrokes, and disarm you with familiar imagery, offer passage into a centuries-old tradition of expression, a deceptively small portal into the vastness of human experience. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Small is Big is on view through November 16th at the Grunewald Gallery in the Fine Arts Building on the Indiana University Bloomington campus. Some of the paintings can be seen on our website, wfiu.org/arts.